The praying mantis at my window. A tangled web, dilapidated, gray, beyond all thought of occupation. No one lives among the strands, a place to pray, perhaps, in pensive, quiet whispers, low amid the sounds of spiders gone away. A home for one with nowhere else to go. I had a place myself some time ago like that, uninsulated, ceiling gray, the pipes exposed, the paint had flaked away, uncovering a dingy rainbow no more colorful than dirt. Your head bent low in your abode, you are about to pray, they say, if it is but a stance to pray. I see you come alone, I see you go, and everything you've captured high and low. Your home is open, secrets mine, the gray misunderstanding of this world has no importance here. Ashamed, I look away. A window separates us. Not this way, were I the sort, the words that I would pray. I do not think that you are praying. No mere prayer can offer succor where you go. Nor mantra, nor a rosary with gray unyielding beads and silver cross swings low enough to reach the insect world. Too low, too green your chitin, much too far away from God. Triangular your head and gray your eyes. Too wicked, I presume, to pray. Too gruesome is your appetite to go to heaven's golden table. It is no exaggeration saying God has no intent for hell if not for you. A low point in creation. Each of us must go along our path. Your sacrilegious way alarms the saints and mocks the faithful. Pray when black is split from white, you're lost in gray on judgment day. I like the way you go about it. Pray for gray, don't feel too low, just getting by, a trick I also know.